A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 15. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And the Pharisees came up to him and tested him, asking, "Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?" He answered, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female and said, 'Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate." They said to him, "Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away?" He said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." But he said to them, "Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let the one who is able to receive this receive it." Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Alan Boyster, Hope Lutheran Church, Granite City, Illinois.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Has anyone ever let you down? That is, when the going got tough, they were not there for you. Or if they were there, their genuine love was not 100%, and you were left with disappointment and less than full support. Now let's turn the tables around. Have you ever let someone else down? Either not been there for them, or if you were there, your motivation was either not 100% or your support not complete. Unfortunately, of course, our answer to both of these scenarios is the same. We have all let people down. We live in a sinful world. We are all sinners, and our love is not fully sacrificial love, where we truly put our neighbor above ourselves. There is someone, however, whose love is complete and his motivation 100% pure. That someone is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see both scenarios, our failing to have sacrificial love for our fellow man and God's pure and unconditional love for us, in our assigned reading for today, Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 to 15. Jesus is coming into Judea, and the Pharisees again are trying to trick him, far less than genuine love on their part. And the Pharisees asked Jesus about, of all things, divorce. Again, another example of love less than complete. They asked Jesus if it is lawful for a man to divorce his wife. They think they have Jesus backed into a corner. If he allows for divorce, they will say he's going against the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." But if Jesus doesn't allow for divorce, then the Pharisees will say Jesus is going against the law of Moses. But Jesus is always in control, and the discussion always takes place on his terms. Jesus, rather than go back to the law given by Moses in Deuteronomy, where a certificate of divorce was permitted by Moses as an act of compassion and mercy in response to the lack of genuine love in man's heart, Jesus instead goes back to the creation account in Genesis and God's true, genuine, and complete love for mankind. You see, it was God who created us, and it was God who made woman from man, and it was God who said the two shall become one flesh, and what God has joined together, let not man separate. I began this message talking about man's sinfulness and shortfalls in loving others. But there is someone whose love is complete, whose love covers all our sins and whose love covers up where our love falls short. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. In marriage, we talk of a man leaving his mother and father. Jesus left his Father in heaven and came to earth to humble himself as true man for our salvation. We talk of times of disappointment, loneliness, and abandonment. Jesus faced total abandonment and separation on the cross when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We talk in marriage about the two becoming one flesh. Jesus became true God and true man for us in his coming to earth as our Savior. It was two becoming one when Jesus took on all our sinfulness and in a joyous exchange gave us his righteousness and innocence. What God has put together, let man not separate. As we think about what our love should be, we are reminded that in faith created in us by the Holy Spirit, Christ dwells within us. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And in Christ, may our love reflect that love Jesus shows to us. The fruit of the Spirit includes love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and gentleness. And for those times when you face shortfalls and disappointments, either from yourself or others, there is someone ready to greet you with open arms. It is the same arms that were outstretched for you on the cross in Jesus Christ, whose love for you is complete. Believing in Jesus Christ, you can experience this love for all eternity in a restored creation where there will be no disappointments or shortfalls, and love is always complete. Let man not separate what God has joined together. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Alan Boyster for this meditation on God's Word.